Blog Talk Radio. Come on in to my tiny house. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you for joining me. I am so grateful, grateful, grateful to be here. This morning, all my power went out. Electricity, boom, gone. And I was ready to shift and find other options to broadcast, but it came back on. Excuse me. I believe what's happening, I'm in Florida. It is hot as hell here. It's like 98 degrees yesterday, or between 95 and 98. So I think all houses are running air conditioning, which is like overloading the whole grid here. So I've been having little power outages here and there throughout the week. So grateful, grateful that I've got electricity for now. And let's hope it just keeps moving because otherwise, I won't have the lighting I need. I still have Wi-Fi because I actually get Wi-Fi from my son's house across the yard. So all my Wi-Fi is coming from his. And he's not having power outages, which is the strange thing going on here. But anyway, you don't want to hear all that. We are live in the Blog Talk Radio studio. Woo-hoo! I mean, we celebrate on Blog Talk Radio as the Female Solution when we go live because we just never know these days if we're going to go live on Blog Talk Studio because they have problems too. Must be a grid problem with everybody these days. So let us welcome our global family from around the world. We love our global family, so we want to let them know how much we appreciate them right now. So let's play our Welcome Global Family video.
Blog Talk Radio. Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing, share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is The Female. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directed to your email and your smartphone. Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony Global Transformer, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa Sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Sawubona. In Senegal, Nangade. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, Palestine, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings and peace be upon you all. Join us live on the on-air radio network. Call 727-731-5192. We want to talk to you.
Absolutely. We want to talk to you. That's why I'm here. But I also want you to talk to me. And how can you do that? Well, Blog Talk Radio Studio is open, and the number is 515-605-9325. Now, in case something happens to Blog Talk Radio, we also have on-air phone number flashing across the screen. But please dial into the 515 number first, and I'll be looking and watching for your hand to go up in the studio, and I'll open your mic so you can join us here on Health and Wellbeing with Beata. Of course, I'm Beata. For those of you just joining me for the first time, I'm a grandmother. I think this may be the most important role in this season of my life because I am learning so many lessons. And so right after we do our joint enrollment, I go into grandma longevity wisdom mode. I even got some music for it because especially this week, oh my goodness, the grandchildren are out of school. So they have to come. They're not in summer camp. The parents don't have the money for summer camp, at least not for now. Their grandfather did pay for 1 week for each of them to go to a special summer camp later this month. But for now, they're here at their dad's house two or three days a week and alternate and on a schedule. And so grandma has to kick in and help them stay active and busy learning new things. So I have to tell you about the lesson that I learned from these grandchildren this week that I just had to start grandma longevity wisdom, because the way we respond to circumstances in our life is what determines our longevity on this planet, in my opinion. It's my opinion and my experience. So I know you're here to do some joint rolling. Why do we do joint rolling? Well, I learned something new about joint rolling. And not really new, but I became more aware about an aspect of rolling around joints, moving and getting high. We have muscles. We have muscles in every joint, my neck muscles, my shoulder. We have muscles in our shoulder muscles, in our shoulders, our wrists, our elbows, and especially our knees. So I saw a video pop up on my phone that was talking about the need, how to heal knees, how to keep your knees strong. And basically, it was talking about joint rolling or moving the joint, the knee joints. If you want to prevent weak knees and knee problems, he was saying, you got to move these knees because strengthening the joints in the knees or the muscles in the knees. I thought, oh my goodness, I got to mention that. So along with building our immune system, improving our circulation, and helping our lymphatic system to work better when we joint roll. We are strengthening our muscles in these areas so that we won't have problems in our senior years or older years of weak muscles. That's one of the things that senior citizens need to be aware of, is that their muscles are going to get weak if they don't use them. So that's why many doctors and health professionals encourage senior citizens to do what? Lift weights, do weight exercises, lift weights. So I have this great exercise I found on YouTube that strengthens the arms. You literally are 15 minutes of keeping the arms up and moving them in different directions. And I'm trying to get rid of all this flab down here. And this, I mean, it's tough. It's hard keeping these arms up. But, and you're not even using weight. So I have a combination of workouts I do. One day I'm doing my legs and arms. The next day I'm doing my full workout with weights. But senior citizens, young people, it's important to keep it moving, keep it moving. Even if you're just slow walking. We, especially senior citizens, we don't have to do marathons anymore, really. And I highly recommend those of you who are elder, who are on a treadmill doing, you know, all that fast walking. It's really not necessary, because what happens, from what I've learned, is that if you're on a marathon routine, go, 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 run, 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 you're going to wear out your adrenal glands. Your adrenal glands are going to start releasing cortisol, so stress hormones. We don't want to do that at our age. I learned from years of cleaning houses that too much activity, too much energy put out by the body for a long period of time will exhaust your adrenal glands. And that's what happened with me. I had a house cleaning business, and I had several clients I had to do in one day, and I was like nonstop cleaning, 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 and I was doing this for months on end, and all of a sudden I was having trouble just getting out of bed every morning. I was exhausted, and I realized that I had to give up the cleaning business because I was exhausted. It was just too much marathon-like activity and not enough rest. So whatever you do in your workout, make sure you have rest. The saying that I listen to on my workout, he says, work until you can't, or move until you can't move anymore, and then rest until you can. And that helps your adrenal glands get restored and strengthens them. So whatever you're doing, whether you're walking, fast walking, when you get tired, just stop, breathe, and rest, and then go when you can. And then that way your metabolism is keeping up with you and not running the show. Your brain is running the show when you're resting. It's like you're not going, I got to go, 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 I got to run this. I got to keep this on this treadmill for 2 hours or whatever. No, stop it. When you get to be older, your body doesn't want that routine. It goes on a work, work, rest, work, work, work. And that's what I'm doing in my senior years as a grandma. I don't have to be with these grandchildren 24 hours, but when I'm with them, I make sure I rest my mind, my mouth, learning to rest my mouth, and my body. So let's get busy here. I know that's why you came. Joint rolling. We're going to play Sounds of Blackness, Time for Healing. I've been playing this for so long, and I just can't find a better collection of music. So Sounds of Blackness, Time for Healing. I don't own the rights to this music. I think they know that by now. I don't get any nasty emails telling me you're copyright infringed. So let me just give a disclaimer at this point. This show is not intended to replace any advice you may be receiving from your doctor. If you have an acute, which means all of a sudden in your health and your body, that's acute, or chronic, which is long-term. If you have an acute or chronic condition that you have not been able to resolve or solve or heal, please, please see your health professional, your trusted health professional, and get some relief, some results. And then come on over here on Friday morning where we can coach you on taking charge of your health. Because I've been in this for over 35 years. I keep saying over 35, so it's getting clear for the 40, to bring you the latest health news and all the things I've learned in my longevity journey. I'm 69, and I'm getting closer to 70. Yay! And I feel like I'm in my 20s sometimes because I didn't have this energy when I was young. Although I did ride my bike a lot. Anyway, I digress. So let's get into joint rolling because we need to bring up synovial fluid, strengthen the muscles around the joints. So we are doing muscle work here and drain our lymphatic system and get our circulation improved, right? So we got music for that. And let's start out. Since I've been talking so much, let's start out with some deep breathing because you want to continue the deep breathing as we move. Not deep, but breathing consciously. Let's call it conscious breathing. Inhale, hold it, hold it, hold it, and exhale. In France, they call it inspire, and expire. Inspire. Inhale, hold it, hold it, hold it, and expire. By the way, this is something my grandson just has a hard time doing. He thinks like he's breathing. He's already breathing. He doesn't need to do conscious breathing. Whatever. That's one of the challenges of grandma wisdom. Inspire and expire. So we're going to put on some music, and we're going to start rolling this head around to do what? Strengthen the muscles in the neck so you don't have any neck issues that need surgery or doctor intervention if possible. Strengthening, it's all about strengthening muscles when we're rolling these joints. So think strength, circulation, and more. So time for healing. It is heavy. Take your time.
Shattered relationship. No one tried to say misunderstand.
Breathe in. Rock to one side and push up. And we're back up again. That was quick. Wow. Give yourself a hand. Now, we always want to address your vagus nerve because the vagus nerve, so much being talked about on the vagus nerve these days on YouTube. People are waking the F up. That and the microbiome. I've never seen so many videos on these two subjects, microbiome and your vagus nerve. The vagus nerve starts at the brain stem behind your neck. Squeeze. And I felt that all the way down to my toes, the energy flowing. Breathe in, squeeze, and release. 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 Woo, feeling oh so much better now. And just keep the squeezing and releasing going down the shoulder. So the vagus nerve is the largest nerve in your body. It goes from the brainstem all the way down to your gut area, and it branches out like a tree to all the organs, sending messages. Yes, just tap now. If you've got any pain, remember, just tap it. Tap it for a while, especially under here. Get that lymphatic system flowing. Each side, let's just tap. Give a tap to each side. No pain in this body today. Nope. And remember your thymus glands right here. That's your immune system building. You start feeling sick, weak, runny nose, just start tapping here first and foremost and get the energy going for the thymus gland. Don't forget your boobies. Please don't forget your boobies. They hold so much energy of glands, milk ducts. They're still working even though there's no babies being fed. So you want to massage around this area, underneath here. Give it a good massage. Go down to your navel. Give that a good pat around the navel. And then especially these days, the adrenal glands, people are stressed. Your adrenal glands are right back here. Love on them. Touch them. Tap them. Thank you, adrenal glands. Thank you for your help every day. Thank you. Thank you, hormones, kidneys. Thank you, kidneys. Kidneys and adrenal glands sit right back here. So we need to love on them every day, okay? Thank you. Okay, I'm going to stop. I have this brother, Bobby Price, I think his name, Dr. Bobby. I watch him. He's a brother on YouTube. He's a doctor, medical doctor. He gives good health advice. But every sentence is okay, and that just drives me nuts. Like you know. Anyway, I digress. Let's go to the studio and get busy because we got a lot to talk about this morning. We are back in the studio with my dad. He's an ancestor now. Always advising me though, because you know how my dad advised me, because I've had years, all my life when he died in 2019. Okay, that was 5 years ago. So I was 64 back then. Is that five? Yeah. So I was 64 when my dad passed. 4 years of constant wisdom thrown at me from his journey as a young man in New Orleans, Louisiana, Jim Crow South, they call it. Some people call it. And I had wisdom for 64 years nonstop and encouragement to take care of my body. We were in the YMCA every year, my sisters and I, in Chicago. Every year we learned how to swim early. We rode our bikes. My dad was always promoting physical education, and that's what he taught at high school. So that's why I'm here. So I want to start this morning with a little audio clip that I've played in the past about the human body, this system. I call it Human Body 101 because as we get into the hair on fire and Ayanla Van Zandt, I'm going to be sharing Ayanla Van Zandt's message for all of us, is your hair on fire? And you'll see what that represents. The H, it's an acronym for honesty, accountability, integrity, and responsibility. And I'm going to be sharing what happened to me with my children, my grandchildren, that brought in the hair on fire. It's like the universe is just so cool. So let me play this Human 101, because I want us to be thinking about the system that, if you forgot, this is a system. So the problem with medical doctors is they don't treat the system, most of them. I hope you have if you're going to doctors, MDs in white coats, I hope you have one who's conscious. Otherwise, they're going to ruin you, or if nothing else, confuse you. Because you got people who were put on high blood pressure medication when they were young. They're still taking it, and it's not helping their blood pressure at all. Really, they're going to be on that blood pressure medication maybe for the rest of their life if they don't make conscious choices. And then there are side effects to every medication. So let's listen, remind ourselves of this beautiful system in the human body that works together if the command center, the government, is woke. That's why we have so much confusion in the United States, especially, because our government is psychopathic. Anyway, let's do Human Body 101.
The human body is a complex network of cells, tissues, and organs that together make life possible. 10 major systems are responsible for the body's functions: skeletal, muscular, cardiovascular, nervous, endocrine, lymphatic, respiratory, digestive, urinary, reproductive. The skeletal, muscular, cardiovascular, and nervous systems in particular create an infrastructure that facilitates the other systems. The adult skeletal system is a framework of over 200 bones. They hold the body together, give it shape, and protect its organs and tissues. The skeleton also provides anchor points for the muscular system, which includes three types of muscles: skeletal, smooth, and cardiac. They are found throughout the body and facilitate movement. Nestled within these muscles is the cardiovascular system, a pipeline that includes the heart, blood vessels, and the blood itself. Also called the circulatory system, the cardiovascular system delivers oxygen, white blood cells, hormones, and nutrients throughout the body. Lastly, the nervous system is a communication network of nerve cells that the body uses to transmit information and coordinate bodily functions. It's comprised of the brain, the hub of sensory and intellectual activity, the spinal cord, and the many cranial and spinal nerves that emanate from them. This infrastructure, created by neurons, blood, muscles, and bones, allows three other systems to regulate the body's environment: the endocrine, lymphatic, and urinary systems. The endocrine system is a series of glands that use information carried by the nervous system to help regulate the body's processes. Thanks to this neural connection, endocrine glands, such as the thyroid, are aware of the amount of hormones and other chemicals they need to produce. These chemicals are then distributed throughout the body by way of the cardiovascular system. The cardiovascular and nervous systems are also utilized by the lymphatic system, a collection of lymph nodes and vessels that help regulate the body's defenses. Also called the immune system, the lymphatic system uses neural pathways to transmit information about affected areas of the body and then sends out healing agents like white blood cells via the bloodstream. Another key regulatory system is the urinary system, which includes the kidneys, ureters, bladder, and urethra. The urinary or renal system maintains the body's electrolyte levels and filters waste from the blood. This waste is sent through the blood vessels into the kidneys and then expelled as urine. All of these systems require energy to function, and that's where the respiratory and digestive systems come in. The respiratory system is a group of passageways and organs that extracts life-giving oxygen from the air we breathe. Air enters the body through nasal cavities, travels down the throat, and is then transported to the lungs. The lungs extract oxygen for the body to use and then expel a carbon dioxide byproduct when we exhale. Energy can also come in the form of food. The digestive system is an approximately 30-foot series of organs that convert food into fuel. Food enters the system through the mouth, then moves into the esophagus, the stomach, and the intestines. Nutrients are absorbed into the body while solid waste is expelled through the anal canal, the end of the digestive tract. No matter the role, size, or shape of any of the body's systems, each began with the reproductive system. This system is responsible for creating life. The primary organs involved differ between the sexes, with ovaries, fallopian tubes, the uterus, and vagina found in women, and testes and a sperm channel found in men. Together, fertilization may occur, organ systems form, and then a child is born. Humans are complicated organisms. But when our 10 major organ systems are healthy, they ensure our well-being.
Okay. Now, smaller scale, we have this flower of life in our cellular structure. And that form, that flower of life that was flashing on the screen is in everything, from flowers and bees and birds to our body. We have this geometric figure called the flower of life that really demonstrates how amazing this human body and the universe is. That's why we're all one, because we're all demonstrating flowers of life on a very minute cellular level. So I want you to take that in, and we're going to take a commercial break. Boy, time is flying like crazy these days. I didn't even realize it was so late. We're going to take a commercial break. When we come back, I'm going to have my grandma longevity wisdom moment. You got to hear what happened to me and the grandkids this week, because it's a lesson for all of us, not just me. But I have so many of them lately, I can't keep up with them. But let's just take a break and listen to some information about why it's important to take care of your body because of all the pollutants we are seeing and experiencing.
Have you ever wondered why some of the healthiest people still get sick? Or why the occurrence of learning disabilities like ADHD have drastically increased over the last 50 years? How is it that the cancer rate has gone from 1 in 8,000 back in the 1910s to 1 in 2 today? Isn't it odd that even though we are more focused on health than ever before, that there's still been an increase in diseases, disorders, illnesses, and other conditions that destroy your quality of life? What if we told you that the very things you're using in your home to avoid these health concerns are actually what's causing them? If you're the decision maker in your home, you know how overwhelming it can be to keep your family safe. Today, we'd like to welcome you and simply provide you with some important information and shed some light on some health concerns you may not be aware of. Over the last 100 years, thousands of toxic chemicals have been introduced into society because of an excessive overstock of chemicals designed for warfare in the Second World War. Today, as the 2013 documentary, The Human Experiment, states, quote, 42 billion pounds of toxic chemicals enter into commerce every day. That amount was filled up 623,000 paper trucks. And as we speak, there are over 80,000 such chemicals on the market in the U.S. Over the last half century, chemical use has declined by 2,000%. And it isn't until there are enough people hurt by these products that there are even questions raised. Does this sound familiar? On July 12, 2013, 2018, the well-known grocery store brand of talcum and baby powder company, Johnson & Johnson, was ordered to pay a $4.6 billion lawsuit. As it was said, they knowingly covered up asbestos in their products for over 40 years, and we have been trustingly using it on ourselves and our most precious of all things, our newborn babies. As parents, we work hard to keep our families safe and healthy. We diligently try to choose the best brands at the grocery store for our families. After all, keeping home is an important part of good health. But is it possible that cleaning your home is dangerous? 7.3 million American couples have trouble conceiving or carrying a pregnancy to term. This is a 49% increase since 1988. Recent studies have shown that babies that do make it to term are being born pre-polluted, with up to 28 harmful chemicals in their blood, with indicators that over 400 more are present, all without ever eating food, drinking water, or even breathing air. It just doesn't make sense. Study shows that in 1999, one in 500 kids had autism. Today, it's one in 59. But the effects don't stop there. As of 2013, the increases over the last 45 years show that life-threatening birth defects has increased 100%. Genital deformities in baby boys has increased 122%. Asthma has increased 80%. Leukemia in children has increased 74%. And ADHD has increased 53%.
Now, that's why I'm here every Friday, because we are at war with the corporations of America, especially, who are putting out these products and knowingly polluting our bodies and our environment. So I put up the Melaleuca.com is the company that puts out that educational video that I play. And I'm part of the buying club that we talk about and order products and that are less toxic. They're not pure. I don't think there are any pure products out there unless you make them yourself. But they're not as toxic as like the Johnson & Johnson and some of the popular brands. So consider changing the products that you've been using. If you're sick, if you're not well, if you don't have a lot of energy, then it's time maybe to consider looking at some healthier products. And Melaleuca is one of those companies. There are many, but as they mentioned in the video, there is an overstock of chemicals in America, especially that corporations decided would be good to put in products like fluoride, for instance. Have you ever thought about where fluoride came from? Do the research on your own, please, and think about eliminating fluoride from your toothpaste if you haven't already done that. I am now using baking soda for brushing my teeth and just flossing a lot. You know, flossing is the key to healthy teeth, because when you eat, that food gets in between the teeth, all about. And if you're not flossing to get it out from between, then it sets there and becomes acidic, and that's what destroys your teeth. So consider using flossing as a tool to keep your teeth healthier and get rid of the fluoride, because it's a poison. And people say, well, I'm not swallowing it. Well, what do you think it's doing in your gums? It's getting into your bloodstream. So consider eliminating the fluoride and using either baking soda works for me now. My mother told me that years ago. Oh, just use baking soda. I'm like, oh, no, I want Crest. I want Colgate. Blah, blah, blah. But now I'm using baking soda. So go figure. That's the wisdom of grandma these days. So thank you so much for being here. I want to share with you my grandma wisdom, longevity wisdom. And here I'm play a little music to go along with grandma longevity wisdom. And this is kind of the mood I've been in with sharing grandma longevity wisdom. Just chilling along with the grandchildren. And then I just have to share it with you, of course, because I learned some important lessons. Now, here's what happened to me this week with the grandchildren. My granddaughter has red skin in between her toes. She has some type of fungus in between her toes. So grandma said, oh, my goodness, and she didn't even want me to look at her toes, but they're raw, actually, and skin's peeling. So in my wisdom, I said, okay, what do we do? But first of all, let's put some coconut oil and tea tree. That was my solution. Coconut oil, tea tree. Resistance. Oh, I don't want any oil on my toes, blah, blah, blah. Give me those toes, girl. And then the second idea that came to my head, we need some sandals now. Okay, it's winter's over. It's hot. We don't need to be in tennis shoes and socks all summer. So grandma's idea, I took them out, the grandchildren out with me. We bought some fabric because grandma's going to make them a cotton top. So they're going to get sewing lessons. Mama AZ, pay attention. I'm teaching them. Mama AZ is an advanced seamstress, so she's my coach. But we went to the fabric store first, and I allowed them to choose their own fabric. Now, that was a challenge right there. Resistance. Grandma's not going to be sewing fabric that has death symbols on it. Somehow my granddaughter likes these symbols from the night before Halloween. She likes Halloween. No, we're not sewing that. So as we're moving through the fabric store, I'm getting resistance. My grandson right away chose Spider-Man fabric. They had that. All right, I'll go with that, Spider-Man fabric. But we had to find fabric for my granddaughter, which ended up being spider webs with no negativity in them, just spider webs with little colorful dots on them. Success. 30 minutes in the fabric store, I came out with very little stress. But moving to the shoe store, this is a big area in the Winter Garden, and they have lots of stores, but I found two shoe stores right next to each other. So grandma said, okay, both of you guys, we're going to get some sandals for summer so we can air out the feet. How many of you are wearing sandals for summer? I just ordered some grounding shoes. I'm beyond sandals. I wear sandals all year in Florida. If the weather's warm, my feet are in sandals because I like my feet to breathe. That's the point here. So I got nothing but resistance from these two little people. They're 7 and 9. They'll be, actually this week, this month, they'll be 8 and 10, both of them. We go to the store. I'm like, okay, where are the kids' shoes? Let's go find some sandals. All right, pick out some sandals. I don't like those sandals. I don't like those. They didn't want to buy. They don't want to wear sandals. I'm like, this is the first time I realized this. They don't like sandals. What's wrong with you children? Grandma's like, what's going on here? Why don't they like? Because their parents haven't introduced them to sandals. Now, flip-flops at the beach, yes, but all year long, these children are in tennis shoes and socks. I'm thinking, this is crazy. It's summer. We need to be in sandals. My granddaughter even said to me, which is what I want you to really hear, she said, I don't see any men walking around in sandals. And I went, what? What did she just say? Typical youth statement. Well, maybe not so typical. Because if you've never traveled around the world even, or even in the United States in the summertime, surely there are men wearing sandals. So I said to her in that moment, it really clicked. I said, that's why I'm your grandmother, dear. I have experience in these areas that you seem to think that don't exist, like men wearing sandals. Are you serious? So I said, men do wear sandals. And I said, the only problem is you haven't traveled enough to see men wearing sandals, okay? So this is the type of energy I'm dealing with at a shoe store. And then my grandson, I'm like, okay, why don't you look at the sandals and pick out some sandals? Well, I don't like any sandals. I don't want sandals. And so on and on. So then I said, okay, I can't find any sandals here. Let's go to the store next door. We go to the store next door. No sandals to select. He found one Nike. He found a Nike shoe, which I'm against wearing labels or brand labels anymore. I don't want to put label brands on any my children, grandchildren, or me. I'm not selling any products for anybody. So that was mom, grandma's idea. No brand name shoes, okay? So he sought found some shoes that he liked, but they were $40. I'm like, I'm not paying $40 for no shoes for you. I don't want to go that way. So, again, resistance. And then she couldn't find any sandals because she's not wanting sandals. I'm talking straps around the top and strap, maybe a strap on the back. That's a sandal to me. She's thinking flip-flops. So we go back to the other store because they did have a nice pair of flip-flops in colors. And this was Skechers store, which I love. I wear Skechers all the time. I love their sandals, basically. So we finally found a pair of Skechers and flip-flops for her. Grandson gets nothing because he didn't even want to think about sandals. We get in the car, and Grandma went into ballistic mode on these children. I sat there, turned the car on, and then I turned the car off and turned around and went total Gaza mode on them. Do you realize how many children are starving in Gaza? It's not China anymore. Forget about China. We used to hear that when you didn't eat your food, right? You know how many children are starving in China? No, China, Gaza. The situation is serious in Gaza. I turned around and gave my grandchildren a serious lecture that stunned them, I think. There are children starving in there. They don't have, not only don't have shoes, they're starving. They don't have a house. They're starving. I kept just emphasizing they're starving. And you are not expressing any gratitude. You have a house. You have clothes. You have food all the time. You need to express more gratitude. So I gave him a short lecture. I said, and all the way home, I don't want to hear a word from you. Totally silent because I stunned him. I told you, I went ballistic on Gaza with them. So here's the revelation I came to later at the house when they shared with their dad what happened, and I shared with their dad what happened, is that my belief about what should the problem solution should be don't match with everybody around me. It's just the way it is. Even though I have the experience, I've seen men in sandals, and I've healed toe problems, foot problems by putting certain oil on them. But these children, these grandchildren, have been brought up with a different mindset because they go back and forth to different houses. They're with their mom this time, a few days, they're with their dad, blah, blah, blah. And the lessons they're learning and the things they're seeing in their journey are so different from my beliefs that I've gathered for over 69 years. So grandma longevity wisdom is take a breath. In every situation where your beliefs don't line up with other beliefs, even if they're children that don't know any better, that if you have problems with your toes, your feet, number one, get them out in the air, in the sun. Makes perfect sense to me. But resistance. Now, resistance is the key word that we adults need to really comprehend, I believe, to have peace and longevity. That you're going to have resistance to wisdom. That's what I see. Just makes common sense to me that you're not going to keep your feet covered in socks and shoes when your toes are hurting, when your toes are sick, when your toes are unhealthy, whatever, when your skin, let's just say the skin, because I actually showed my granddaughter some YouTube videos about why skin breaks out, eczema. They had all kinds of information, eczema, fungus problems. I actually showed her a couple of educational videos on what to do and why it's happening so she can be educated. Now, that to me is just simple wisdom, but everybody's not on that level. So what do? With grandchildren, you kind of have to be pushy because it's their health. And if you don't take certain steps, like get them out of the shoes and socks, it could get worse, which means you're going to have medical bills. Because they, if you don't know what to treat the feet with, then you might have to go to a doctor. That's money coming out of your pocket. So wisdom says with children of this age, you have to kind of put the law down and to say, this is the way it is. We're going to do this. Now, my grandson has a natural instinct to always pull his shoes off when he comes in, and socks and T-shirt. He walks around in his underwear in the house. And even in the wintertime, he'd come in the house, take his shirt off, socks, shoes, everything off. First thing, granddaughter, a little different. So the wisdom in all this is whatever we learn as adults, as grandmothers, sometimes we have to insist on this wisdom, and sometimes we have to sit back and observe without judgment. And so we're going to talk about the adults in our life who are also resisting the wisdom. And, of course, most of you are aware that when you have adults resisting, you can't force them to do anything. You can't change them. All you can do is share your own knowledge. So that's why I'm sharing Ayanla Van Zandt this morning, because she has this very powerful lesson about, is your hair on fire? And that's what happens with adults. You just heard the grandma circumstance, the grandma relationship. It's not easy. It's challenging. But at the end of the day, I had to apologize to my grandson and my granddaughter because I realized they weren't the ones who wanted sandals. It was grandma's wisdom that pointed out sandals are needed in this situation. But my grandson especially, he was crying, I didn't want any sandals in the first place, blah, 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 blah. And I said, you're right. I said, you're right. I apologize. You're right. You did not want sandals. His toes are fine, but my granddaughter's are not. She needs help. So I had to insist on some shoes with her toes hanging out, and she found some she liked. Grandson, not forcing him to wear any sandals right now, but he does go barefoot in the house. So, refreshing. Apologizing to an 8- and 10-year-old was just so refreshing, so peace releasing, stress-free, and we all hugged afterwards. Sometimes we have to apologize to grandchildren. That's what I learned this week. Because what happens is my belief in wisdom doesn't go along with their belief in wisdom. And again, sometimes we have to insist on doing certain things if it's medically important or if it's healthy for them and will prevent any more medical bills. But other times, grandson doesn't want sandals. His feet are fine. He takes his shoes off anyway, wherever he goes. Leave him alone. I'm leaving him alone. Okay, sorry. Thought you might like some sandals, but you don't want sandals. When we go to the beach, though, everybody's got flip-flops on. So that's a good thing. Going to the beach, enjoying the sun and the sand. So that's grandma's wisdom for the day. And we're going to talk about relationships with other adults. That's a really good one. You're going to love this one. But first, let me take a quick break. I'm right on time with breaks today. I miss breaks a lot lately. But let me just play a couple of commercials here. And then we'll be right back with some Ayanla Van Zandt wisdom and information.
Hi, I'm Mama Joy.
And I'm Reverend Rosemary.
Join us every second Saturday of the month, 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time, here on the Female Solution Global Radio TV show for Neighborship of Joy.
We'll have powerful conversations inviting women to walk in the light.
So call in 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak to the host.
You can also join us live on the Female Solution Facebook page and YouTube channel.
See you on the second Saturday on the Neighborship of Joy.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
Have you ever dreamed of going to exotic places, meeting fascinating people, enjoying uplifting music, and spending nights in a luxurious hotel? Do you look forward to a relaxing vacation where you can walk along the beach or sit in a quiet park and enjoy the sunset or sunrise? Whether you're flying around the world or driving across the country, we will share travel tips that will help you stay safe while you enjoy the journey. Join me every third Saturday of the month, 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, and move around with Deborah here on the Female Solutions Show. Call in and comment 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak.
And we are back. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. We're talking about hair on fire. Is your hair on fire? And that's the title of Ayanna Van Zandt's latest teaching. Let me come out of my flower of life. Ayanna Van Zandt, for some of you who may not know who she is, Ayanna was introduced to me on the Oprah Winfrey Show years ago, talking 10 years or more, where she had a show called Ayanna Fixed My Life. And Ayanna would bring together families, couples, people who had problems in their life, emotional relationship problems. And Ayanna would counsel them and spend time with them and do little exercises. And she since has left the Oprah Winfrey Network, and she's doing her own thing. Oh, my goodness, this woman is so amazing, fabulous, and just so wise. She's an author, counselor, and so some of you probably know who she is. So I am going to be sharing her Hair on Fire series that she is doing, because I just think it's fabulous, the lessons that she's teaching. And HAIR is an acronym for honesty, accountability, integrity, and responsibility. Now, she's directing this with a lot of men in this teaching she's doing online, but she's also directing it to all of us. And I just think that what happened to me this week with adult people was just so mind-blowing that I'm going to bring that into her lesson, my own experience, and how it talks about honesty. So let me just start out with honesty, and then I'm going to bring in her video on accountability, because she did a part two, and that's the only video I could find was her part two on the hair series. But honesty, H, is your hair on fire? The H stands for honesty. I think the honesty has to start with yourself. Are you being honest, self, about the problems in your life that needing solving? honesty about your role in the challenges you're experiencing in your life? Are you taking responsibility, which is the last of R? But honesty is the first letter here, H, honesty. And my belief, my thought, as a mature woman, conscious woman who's growing every day, learning new things, honesty starts with yourself. For instance, I woke up this week to a text, I think it was on Wednesday, from a woman who got a hold of her husband's phone and said that I was the problem in their marriage, and along with two other women who were named, and that I was, and that she wished I would go to hell. I was like, what? So sometimes we have relationships with adult men that are totally platonic friendships, but women have a problem who are married to men like that who want platonic friendships. Now, the female solution, for those of you who don't know, the female solution is based on the book that Naima Latif wrote. And I believe that book was the start of her starting the Female Solution Blog Talk Studio. She wrote a book called The Female Solution, which includes guidance and wisdom on how to have relationships in your life where the man has more than one woman in his life. And it doesn't have to be sexual, but the idea of her book is to promote healthy relationships with women, women having healthy relationships with each other, even if the relationship is in a plural type polygamous marriage or relationship. Many women, they can't handle that because of what? Jealousy. And they're not many women. I'm asking my sisters today to be honest with yourself. If you have to go sneak and look on your phone, your husband's, your partner's phone and read his text messages, are you being honest with yourself that this relationship, number one, what is it healthy, and whether you should even be in a relationship like this where you have to sneak and read your text on your husband's phone? So the text that this man is sending out to me, just for me, for example, let me just be transparent, are, hi, good morning, have a great day. That's it. That's, I'm being honest, transparent. This person has been a friend for about 5 years now. Friendship now for the last four years, all friendship. And the wife has always come in and said, well, I don't like this friendship that you have with this person, blah, blah, blah. And now in the fifth year of this friendship, the wife is still checking the phone for text messages that say, hi, how are you? Have a good day. That's it. Person, the honest thing about this person and I don't even talk on the phone except maybe once a month. Maybe. I'm saying maybe once a month. I don't hear from this person other than an occasional text. Actually, the texts come from him first in the morning. Yahweh morning. Have a good morning. Thank you. And my response is always, thank you. You do the same. But when you have a jealous wife, oh my goodness, jealous wife comes in, you're ruining my marriage, blah, 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 whatever. Honesty. Hair on fire is how we can look at this. Hair on fire. Now, that's the H in hair. We want to go to Ayana's video now and go to the next letter, A, accountability. She does an amazing job. And I'm going to probably be pausing the video to say some words. But I want you to meet, first of all, if you don't know who Ayana is, you're going to meet who Ayana on this video and listen to her wonderful teaching that she's going to give on Is Your Hair on Fire? This is a part two, but she starts with accountability.
I'm back with the same question. Is your hair on fire? Now, we've talked about being honest, and I hope that you've done a little assessment to see where you are and telling the truth about who you are, what you need, what you want. Well, this morning, let's look at accountability, hair, honesty, accountability, integrity, responsibility. We're going to walk through each one. Today is accountability, taking yourself into account for every thought, every word you speak, everything you do without blaming anybody else or projecting it on your life. Listen, I said many, many times that if it's in your life, it is there by energetic invitation. There is something you are thinking, something you are doing, something you are believing that is attracting whatever is in your life into your life, because life draws light.
Now, this type of wisdom does not register with a lot of people, but it's so true that everything happening in your life, you have attracted it. Don't blame other people. If you're having conflicts in your relationship, marriage, whatever, you attracted that for some reason. And I believe it's a lesson that you need. And that's why Ayana is teaching about accountability.
If it's in your life, it's there because something you are thinking or doing. I don't care what it is. And don't get it twisted. Don't go blaming yourself if you've got diabetes.
Blame. That is a very common emotion and reaction in the lives of narcissists especially. That's one of the ways you can recognize controlling narcissistic energy that's so harmful to many people if they don't recognize it and move away from it. Blame, and shame the other people. That's what narcissists do. And they don't change. So let's just recognize it. She's telling us, don't do the blame game.
He's a cancer, or if somebody robbed your car. I'm talking about raising your vibration and your frequency to such a level that things that don't match with you won't show up for you. Every thought is creating every single thought. And if you're not conscious about the loose booty thoughts that float through your mind, then what's going to happen is you're going to be attracting things and think that you're a victim of something or someone and that somebody is doing it to you. Accountability. Where are you investing your thoughts? Where are you investing the words that you speak? We are so careless. We are so careless with what we speak out of our mouth. Every thought you say, you speak. Let me put it to you this way. Men, women, black, white, old, young, straight, gay, this thing right here is a womb. And every time you open it, you're giving birth.
Now, I want to say that also applies to what you text in your communication. The words that you put out in the phone to text people, telling someone they're going to go to hell because you're receiving greetings from their husband, that's going to be so harmful in the next few weeks, days, whatever. What she's saying is look at how powerful words are when you speak them. And I'm saying they're just as powerful sending these messages out into the ether, out into the atmosphere through a text. Imagine you typing out something on your phone that's very negative and not uplifting, but is shaming and blaming someone else for your lack of honesty about a relationship. Where do you think, and then those words have to travel through the ethers, through the universe, to the next person. What do you think the consequences are going to be for that?
Okay. Are you going to be accountable for the words you speak to yourself and to someone else? Accountability. You know, many of us grew up being punished for things that we did that weren't in alignment with the expectations of the big people. We got punished. Yeah? So now we have a allergy to holding ourselves accountable to what we do, what we say, what we think. Because
whoa, that's big. I didn't realize the part of the allergy. that she's so on point with that particular aspect. Allergies. Louise Hay's book says allergies come from something like, who are you allergic to? In this case, you could say, what are you allergic to? Ayanna points out, we have been punished in our lifetimes, and then we become allergic to the energy of punishment. Whoa, that's huge.
Because we don't want to be punished. Or when something happens in our life that isn't pleasant, we think we're being punished by the universe, by God, by some unknown force. Accountability is not punishment. In fact, accountability is what makes us conscious and keeps us conscious to the power that we are. Accountability. If it's in your life, it's thereby in energetic invitation. And we're all being called into account right now. Started happening with that solar eclipse when the world was turned, darkness came over the world, and everything was flipped. So as you move through the day today, just start paying attention to, oh, what was that thought about that person? You see, if you're thinking ugly thoughts about your mother, father, sister, brother, spouse, partner, co-worker, supervisor, as you're thinking dark, negative, ugly, unkind, unloving thoughts about them, I guarantee you they're going to show up and prove that what you're thinking is right. But actually, it's the other way around. When you start thinking different, when you stop speaking about people in an unkind, unloving way, they're going to show up differently. They're going to show up differently. Or you'll just experience them differently. So
I can relate this so much to someone sending out a text with so many negative words and shaming someone, blaming someone for your bad, your unhealthy relationship that you're having. And you're sending out all that negativity. I bet you having back pain, joint pain. And, you know, we do the joint rolling every morning, as I said, to strengthen your muscles and your joints and bring lubrication. But if you're sending out negative words after you joint roll and you're sending out shaming and blaming, that joint rolling is not going to help you at all, because your words and your emotions and your thoughts are more powerful than any joint rolling you could do. You roll joints all day, get high, whatever. And if you're, like Ayanna's pointing out, you're sending out negative words in your, through your mouth and your thoughts and your texting. I'm glad texting is in our lives right now, because we got proof and evidence when conversations come up that your negativity is the reason why you're in pain. And I'm betting, I don't know, but I'm betting the person who sends out negative texts like that, they're not healthy. They're not having a good life. Continue.
What do you need to hold yourself accountable for? Is it your thinking? Is it your speaking? Is it your behavior? And what do we need to hold other people accountable for in our lives? If people are behaving badly in your life, whose responsibility is it to check them?
I love it. I love it. Whose responsibility is it to check negative behavior, bad behavior in your life? Me. And so what my friend and I did, who got the other text from this angry wife, we confronted the husband, and we called him out and said, listen, we're not going to put up with this anymore. You either find some way to avoid the phone getting into the hands of other people, or we're out of, we're blocking you. You're out of our life. And that's what we did. Because when the husband in this case doesn't want to be honest, H, hair on fire, accountable to the wife especially, because if the wife doesn't want you having friendships with other women, you got to be accountable. You either stay with her or go so you can have freedom. you're choosing to stay, then we are out of the picture. I'm accountable for checking the behavior of people in my life who are unhealthy and negative. Thank you, Ayanda.
Accountability. When we don't have it, our hair is on fire.
Thank you. Thank you.
We're going to run around like victims. We're going to be unable to move forward. We're going to always be looking for the next shoe to drop, the next bad thing to happen, the next person to victimize us. Accountability. It matters. I don't care what they've done or who they are. You owe it to yourself. You owe it to yourself to always think the highest and the best. Well, if you look around the world right now, accountability is on parade. Work with that today. And I'll be back, because we got to look at integrity and responsibility. This is 8 at 8. 8 minutes at 8 o'clock. I'll see you soon.
And that is Ayanda Van Zandt, an author and speaker, and a woman I just love to listen to. She's written several books, and I just love hearing from her. And I'm so glad she's on YouTube now sometimes and the internet. And I get she's on my Facebook, or she's on Instagram. I'm on her Instagram account. So what do you think about that? I really want to hear from you before I go to the IR in here, integrity and responsibility. Do you have any thoughts about honesty? We covered honesty, being honest with yourself, accountability. So let me see. I have some comments here from our executive producer. And she said, boy, my glasses are dirty or something. Yep. I can barely read this. She says, wow, your mouth is a womb. Every time you open it, you're giving birth. That's powerful. Thank you. I agree. But again, Naima, I think not just your mouth, but texting, you're opening your thoughts to texting. Your mouth is spewing out negativity, and then you texting it out into the ethers too. You're in trouble. You're going to be in big trouble. I'm just warning. And Naima Latif also says, I agree. The words we text also send energy, either positive or negative, which ultimately comes back to us. Thank you. Absolutely. So this is what I want you to be thinking about as we go to integrity and responsibility in the Hair on Fire series, honesty, accountability, integrity. What is integrity? Integrity to me is you do what you say you're going to do. Your words are true. You say you're going to do something, you do it. You follow through on everything you say, and you don't tell lies. Now, this was the problem I had with the man who was texting me, and my friend and I were like, what is going on here? And then she confronted him first, because they're in a business relationship together, sort of. And she confronted him first, and he lied and said, oh, I lent my phone to a friend of mine, and don't worry about it, just ignore the text. Ignore the text from the statements that talk about you being the husband. No, that's a lie. That's an outright lie. Integrity. Can't have hair, beautiful, healthy hair, when you're lacking integrity, honesty, accountability. Integrity is so important, too. I learned that lesson early in my marriage, my first marriage, my only marriage, actually, that I would tell my ex-husband things, and I didn't follow through on it. For instance, I would leave the house and say, oh, I'll be back at 7. I'd come back at 8. He said, I thought you said you were going to be back at 7. I was like, well, I'm an hour late. What's the big deal? I did that all the time. We're talking 40 years ago, more than 40 years ago, that these things were going on. And I realized this man that I was married to had high integrity. I mean, really high integrity. He always did exactly what he said he would do. So it gained him respect from everyone around him, especially my sons. My sons grew up with a father who had high integrity, high morals, all of that stuff, and they learned from him. And now they're the same way, pretty much. They actually have high integrity because they witnessed it in their father. It's especially important for men who are role models in other people's lives. And so I was the one who needed to learn how to be a woman of integrity, and this man taught me that. So today, I really, really, really say anything that I don't follow through on, because I'm in my mind, it's like I had to learn to be a woman of integrity. So then the R in hair is about responsibility. That's a big one, of course, but are you responsible for all the things you did in your past that were unhealthy? That's a question you could ask yourself. Are you responsible for the consequences that occur from your choices in life? That's the question we're asking today on health and well-being with Beata. Are you responsible for everything that went on in your life, the choices you made, and the consequences that occurred afterward? Whether it's our broken relationships because you cheated on the person, or whether it's a dis-ease in your body. Cancer, can you take responsibility for the choices you made that may have created the dis-ease fusion in your body because of your thoughts? Of course, that's where the healing begins, when we take responsibility for everything in our past and we forgive ourselves. So I want to do some tapping this morning with you about these issues, because when we do take responsibility and we forgive ourselves, the body heals. That's where the healing comes in, is the honesty, the accountability, and the integrity, and the responsibility put the fire out in the hair. And what is the fire? The fire represents inflammation. Inflammation. All these things that Ayanla brings to our mind and our thoughts, our awareness, consciousness, are meant to eliminate the inflammation. That's why she says, is your hair on fire? Because it's it's inflaming your cells when your hair is on fire, when you don't have the honesty, the accountability, the integrity and responsibility. So one way to put out the fire in my world is tapping. Even with my grandchildren, I didn't do any tapping because I immediately got into realization that this is about me wanting to change their behavior when they didn't want it, and all I had was resistance. Well, I get resistance from adults in my life all the time, not all the time, but frequently, who don't want to make changes either or don't want to listen to wisdom or experience. I've been telling my family that they should get rid of the fluoride toothpaste. Resistance. They love Colgate and the other ones, all the fluoride toothpaste. But I know for me, not ever again will I use fluoride toothpaste. It's a poison. And some people don't want to do the research that I've done, so they continue to use the fluoride toothpaste, poisoning their system. But as long as they have high-frequency emotions, they're not going to necessarily feel the consequences of the choices they make, right? For instance, if you're in gratitude all the time about your life and your choices, I was so grateful for the experience with my grandchildren this week with the shoes, the sandals, because it tweaked my consciousness another level to realize the reason these children were resisting, because they haven't been trained or educated on the value of wearing sandals, for instance, airing out the toes and the feet. Haven't been trained on that. And they haven't had the experience yet of having painful sores on the toes or feet. Pain, the pain hasn't come. The suffering hasn't come. I'm starting to see that's why we don't see change in people, because they haven't had enough pain and suffering. So someone who's sharing wisdom or other ideas that might make their life healthier or better, they're going to resist because they haven't had enough pain. I have noticed even with my own sons, my adult sons, once they get into stress in their body physically, like colds or flus, they change. They start doing what mom taught them to do, take more vitamins, get off the alcohol, get a better, eat more salad. But they don't always do that until they got a flu or a cold or some physical weakness. Wisdom from me is, observe without judgment. I'm just grateful when people wake up finally, whether it's late or never, or early or late, I'm grateful. Because when you've seen people suffer and die in your life, that's experience. You don't want to continue to have that experience of seeing people suffering and dying. But in my older wisdom, I'm learning to observe without judgment, even if it's suffering and dying. So we're going to take a break. We're at the, I can't believe how fast time is going. Taking a break. And when we come back, I want to help you with some tapping, you know, tapping on hair on fire, how to put the flames out in the hair, care, honesty, accountability, integrity, and responsibility, how to put the flame out, and also how to put the inflammation, decrease the inflammation inside the body. Because you might ask, are you committing suicide by fire? Because the slow death is happening if you continue to have inflammation or fire, the hair on fire. If the hair stays on fire, that means inflammation is building in the body and causing damage. Inflammation is good sometimes when you cut yourself or break a bone, because your body will become inflamed in that area. But then the healing begins when you apply love and care to that area, to that wound, a cast or band-aid or whatever, the healing starts. But if you don't put out the fire, you're going to burn. And that burning will cause suffering. And you're committing a slow suicide over the years if you're continually walking around with your hair on fire and your body in flames. So let me play a couple of commercials, and then we'll be back with some tapping. You want to stay tuned. We're going to tap away the flames. Let's just say that. Let's tap away the flames and get into a peaceful, flowing river. Okay, that's what we want, a river flowing like a symphony. That's how I see it. Okay, all right, here we go. Commercials, and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the Internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face to face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best ourselves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these Voices of Enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On Air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
I'm Beata, your holistic life coach. These days, it's more important than ever to work on your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Are you consciously breathing deeply in stressful moments? Do you have a plan or daily routine to maintain balance in your awesome body? Are you struggling to be disciplined in your eating habits? When you partner with me, I'll help you develop a personalized health plan that works for your particular lifestyle. You can find out more about me at yourholisticlifecoach.com, where you can also review my 3-step protocol to guide you to abundant health. That's yourholisticlifecoach.com, and I'm Viato.
If you're in the studio, I have a few people in the studio. And if you're on Facebook, just write in your comments. Or I'm back on YouTube. For those of you who may not know, I was in YouTube jail, they call it, or Facebook. I don't call it Facebook jail too often. But because of my medical misinformation, one of my guests shared last Sunday, YouTube said, bad girl, bad girl. The WHO doesn't approve of information about Supreme Court decisions on the jab. So they put me a week off of YouTube, but I'm back again. I'm going to start trying to make daily YouTube videos while I can, because I never know what's going to happen. And then I'm on TikTok. So I'll be on TikTok too under Linen Vibes 5000. That's my name, my TikTok name, Linen Vibes 5000. I think it's Viata's Linens is my address, because I'm going forward with educating, first of all, on the value of wearing linen on your body versus polyester plastic. Not the good thing. The vibration of polyester is so low that it interferes with your own body vibration and chemistry. Remember I played in the beginning the system that's running this sacred system of hormones and
organs and messages and vagus nerve communicating, but all this energy, your heart pumping, blah, blah, blah. And then you put polyester on, interferes with the whole system. I'm serious. My grandson was wearing all polyester one day this week, and he was acting really crazy and weird and his usual just challenging self. And I said, what are you wearing? Let me just check out your clothing. I said, it's all polyester. So my son, that's not true. Well, I have to believe now that I know that polyester vibrates at such a low level, I'm always looking at behavior and clothing now. So anyway, I'm on TikTok, Viata's Linens, and Linen Vibes 5000 is my main title for TikTok. And I've only done two videos so far, but we're getting there. So anyway, we want to do some tapping with you this morning because, let's see, we have a message here that's Naima. Congratulations on your linen clothing company. Yeah, it's me. I'm the company. I am the seamstress now. I even sold window coverings this week for my windows because I'm trying not to use too much air conditioning. So I had to cover the windows and my door because too much sun comes in here and just heats up this place. It is so cool in here right now because I have all the windows have shades. I sewed window coverings for my door that are totally blocking out the sun right now. And it's so cool right now before it heats up later. So I'm grateful. Thank you, Naima, for your congratulations. But I've been a seamstress all my life. I just haven't been practicing it. Now I'm learning how to sew linen. Linen is not easy to work with, but it's workable. And so I'm practicing right now on all this fabric I received from the Europe. And then my next order of fabric, I'm going to get serious in offering different colors to people who want to increase the frequency of their clothing. Linen Vibes at 5,000 versus polyester at 50. Again, remember the system within is vibrating at over 100, and then you put on a fabric that vibrates low, it's interfering with the optimum function of your body. So one of the ways that we can keep our body, let me check it. Any blog talk, anyone, if you have a comment or question, press 1 in Blog Talk Studio. But in raising our frequency from that of not being honest or authentic or not accountable, integrity and responsibility, we want to help you recognize when the frequency has dropped into fear, anger, resentment, jealousy, unforgiveness. When you are in fear, God, right now, oh my goodness, they're starting the campaign with bird flu or something. Just on my phone, I don't have television, but on the phone and on YouTube, commercials and news is all about, not all about, but they're starting. Oh, somebody has the new bird flu virus, so you need to be afraid. That's what the campaign is about. No, we don't need to be afraid. We've been here, done that 3 years ago. It's been 3 years, more than 3 years ago, almost four. They started the campaign for the corona madness. So we are once again the beginning of the media campaign for bird flu madness. Here we go. Let's get ready. Let's just get ready for it because it's coming. If you're on CNN, MSNBC, all those major news networks, you're going to hear about the bird flu because the agenda is put you in fear first. And then what does fear do? Lowers your frequency, your vibration, your immune system, the whole system. That I played earlier reduces its frequency, its energy when you're in fear. Because fear, wow, a bird flu is coming. Oh, my goodness,
the bird flu is here, the bird virus is here, whatever. The adrenal glands pick up that message from the brain, the emotions. The adrenal glands pick it up and say, oh, she needs more cortisol, because that's the hormone that reduces the stress. It's a stress hormone. Cortisol and others, there are more, but just to name one, cortisol, one of the hormones the body puts out, messenger, cortisol, fear. There's fear in the house. There's fear in the house. To send more cortisol. If we have a whole summer of bird flus coming and people are in fear, guess what? Your adrenal glands are going to be drained and weakened by all this fear. And then let's say you're carrying a lot of unforgiveness toward your mommy, your daddy, your ex-husband, all that, then you're going to be in the hospital soon. Listen, keep all this low-frequency emotions in your body, in your thoughts. So I want to give you this one tool, tapping. I'm sure some of you are familiar with it if you've been here before. But tapping or EFT, emotional freedom techniques, help you raise your frequency back up. But the first thing, honesty. Hair on fire, honesty. Be honest with yourself. If you're carrying fear, are you worried and anxious about anything, then let's just start there. Yes, I'm worried. I'm going to be honest with myself. I'm worried about this. I'm anxious about this, and I'm in fear, and I don't know what to do. Okay. So tapping starts usually with the awareness on the side of the hand. When you start tapping, you're waking up your small intestine meridian. That's a small, it goes all the way down the arm, all the way here, and into the small intestine. The message is going, even though I'm in fear about whatever, deeply love and accept myself. Because the system you have is so powerful, so wise, so loving, that you can eat food and digest, that you can see the moon and the stars. That's love. Love is just functioning all throughout this body. So even though I'm carrying an opposite emotion of love, fear, and I don't trust my body to help me overcome bird, whatever, and I don't trust my immune system to work for me to overcome, then even though I have these emotions, I deeply love and accept myself. Boom. The small intestine is saying, oh, okay, well, let's work with that. We're communicating to this very important part, the small intestine, that absorbs nutrients and then gets rid of the waste from the food we eat, right? Same spiritual concept, that we're going to absorb the truth, I love myself deeply, and get rid of the excess fear, anxiety, and worry out. The small intestine's energy is going to process that for you when you start this tapping procedure. Now, you set that up, again, communicating to the organ or the part that's going to absorb and let go of. Starts here with meridian, energy point. Again, the chakras are all about energy points. Let's see. Energy points from the first chakra, second chakra, third chakra, fourth, fifth, sixth, and on up. You're activating energy set points when you do this setup here on the side of your hand. Now, from there, you want to start activating meridians on the face, in the middle of the eyebrow, side of the eyebrow, under the eye, under the nose, chin, middle of the chest, under the arm, and then the top of the head. There's more points, but those are the major points in tapping that can help you raise your frequency. This session right now is all about raising your frequency from fear, anxiety, worry, unforgiveness that can sink you right into the grave and keep you on fire and reduce your energy level, okay? So the awareness that you have, the honesty, starts with the hair on fire. Honesty, I'm in fear, I'm in anxiety. Okay, this, you want to acknowledge it on these meridians. You're not going to be unforgiving. You're not going to try and hide it. And so you're tapping on this, let's just say this fear is going to be out there. Anxiety. This fear that I have on the side of the eyebrow, this fear that I have, I want to get rid of this fear. I want to get rid of the anxiety. I want to get rid of the worry. You're tapping along, talking to your body. EFT and tapping is also called body talk. And there are numerous teachers out there showing and demonstrating how you talk to your body. And I'm just giving you an example today to help you raise the frequency, because I'm telling you, the campaign for fear has already begun with birds. Poor little birds. Oh, my goodness. Last year it was some other ant creature. The virus was the creature. Oh, whatever. Now it's the bird's flu. So these points, this fear that I have under the arm, this fear that I have, this anxiety that I have, I want to let go of this anxiety and fear today. I'm going to let go of this fear. Take a break from that first round. That's your first round. Breathe in and exhale. Grab your wrist and say shalom or peace. Breathe in and say peace. And then you give an assessment from 1 to 10. Where is the fear level? Where is the anxiety level? Is it 1, meaning it hardly exists at all, or 0? Let's say 0 is doesn't have any, you don't have any fear, anxiety. But if you've been at an 8 or 9 in the level of fear and anxiety, you need to be tapping quite a bit and get it down to 0. That's the goal, is to get that low-level emotion down to 0. Where you're in peace and joy and gratitude, okay? Now, the second round, you can start affirming what you do want. Confidence that my body and my immune system is strong. I have a strong immune system, tapping under the eye. For those of you who are in the studio, maybe you can't see, I'm tapping along. I am confident that my immune system is able to process any viruses, any bacteria, any anxiety, any fear. My immune system is strong. I am a goddess. I am here because I have an assignment to be my very best. We're under the eye. Go along tapping and affirming the positive. What do you want to happen? Not what you've been thinking, but what you are confessing now. I am powerful. I am anxiety-free. That's the second round. We're going to try to do 3 rounds. I'm anxiety-free. Grab your wrist. Breathe in and exhale. Pause. Does anything else come up? Are you still at a 7, 8, or 9, or 10? Or has the energy frequency gone down of the fear and anxiety and worry? Has it gone down at all? To 4, 3, 2, 1, maybe. If you're still at like a 4 or 3, you need to maybe do another round of tapping. Tapping in love for yourself and your body's ability to process anything and everything easily. Okay, let's do that. I love myself. It's a big one. I love myself. I am so thankful for this body that I'm in, this vessel that I'm in. My body is strong. My body is healthy. My body is consciously aware of my need to shift from any low frequencies to higher frequencies. I am love. I am grateful, and I am joy and forgiveness. That's high frequency. You want to get up to high frequency. So we're up to high frequency with I'm love, I'm joy, I'm forgiveness, I am grateful. Grab that wrist, take a deep breath. Peace. Peace. So how are you feeling after 3 rounds? Do you have any questions, concerns after 3 rounds? How are you feeling? Let's see. Did I miss something? Congrats. Okay, got that. All right. So if you don't have any questions or concerns, let me just play some meditation music before we go to get you into maybe some gratitude and just peace. Music is key to bring the frequency up. Don't listen to music that is disturbing or conflicts with the symphony inside of you. And then I am affirmations. That word I am, you got to be careful what you put behind it. So here's a 2-minute music flowing of I am affirmations.
I am is your genuine self, your authentic consciousness. That which you attach to I am with repetition, with consistency, and with deep belief is what you are and what you become. I am abundance. I am beauty. I am strength. I am happiness. I am gratitude. I am strong. I am wise. I am wonderful. I am persistent. I am positive. I am successful. I am determined. I am motivated. I am confident. I am thoughtful. I am considerate. I am compassionate. I am integrity. I am intelligence. I am truth. I am wealth. I am health. I am plenty. I am good. I am mind. I am joy. I am one. I am perfect. I am peace. I am whole. I am grateful. I am secure. I am free. I am consciousness. I am awareness. I am mind. I am insight. I am revelation. I am illumination. I am enlightenment. I am heaven. I am unlimited. I am harmony. I am prosperous. I am success. I am magnetic. I am gifted. I am vitality. I am calm. I am relaxed. I am pure. I am noble. I am awake. I am allowing. I am creative. I am blessed. I am worthy. I am blissful. I am beautiful. I am gorgeous. I am grace. I am focus. I am kindness. I am imagination. I am inspired. I am vibration. I am divinity. I am light. I am the life. I am the way. I am divine. I am source. I am you. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm becoming. I am who I will be. I am perfect. I am perfection. I am that I am. I am that I am.
Breathe in, deep breath. Take a deep breath in. Take in all those I am affirmations. And before we go, I want to just show you, this is my second batch of coconut kefir or kefir. Oh, power, power. And I talk about raising the frequency and really balancing out your body. Coconut kefir, really easy. Get you some coconuts. Break them open, get the coconut out of it and the water, blend it really well, and then buy kefir packets, kefir starter packets from Whole Foods. You can get them there on the well. And then the directions are on the kefir box. I can't wait to put this in my body. When the kefir, this is the day that I put it back in the refrigerator at noon because it's been 24 hours. This is best food for your body. So we're going to say goodbye here, and I hope that helps. Kefir, get some coconut kefir, even dairy, if you're good, okay with dairy. I'm trying to get off dairy. Get that in your body to raise the frequency, and then you won't even have to do all that tapping as much, because your body will be filled with microbes to strengthen your microbiome. So everybody, come back tomorrow at noon for more Female Solution Wisdom, and we're going to say goodbye to our global family now, because it's time, and we say we love you and have a great day.
We've come to the end of our show today. If you miss any broadcast, go to our website for the audio and video www.thefemalesolution.com. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. To our global family, join us from all over the world, states, and to our family, xiexie, India, Janiva, Japan, arigato, Korea, kamsahamnida, Russia, spasiba, Germany, thank you, Poland, don't
Spain, Latvia, Italy, Latvia, Egypt, Shukran, Ghana, Madagascar, Nigeria, Exxon, South Africa, India, Honda, Senegal, Jerez, Kenya, Israel, Toda, Pakistan, Shukriya, Afghanistan, Ashakur, Saudi Arabia, and Palestine, Shukran, Assalam, Alaikum, wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you. And may peace be upon you. Bless you, God, and God's blessing.
And to all my yogi friends out there, namaste and sat nam. Aloha, aloha to my Hawaii brothers and sisters. Stand strong, stand strong. You can do this. And love, love, love to all of you. Thank you, everybody. Have a great day.